Hey everybody, this is Stelly FD.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh shit, we got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Done, yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
I love that I recorded this. You know, because what I said before I hit recording was, all right, let's record the next episode, Heaton, mental health. And I hit the record button. And as I was introing, Heaton is like, shit. I love that, that raw moment. All right. So today we want to talk about mental health and how to stay mentally healthy while you are starting a startup. Heaton, bless us with your genius and your wisdom. What is everything
is
I need to do?
Chat.
There you go.
This is the startup chat. We don't know anything about this.
How do I stay sane in a startup? What do I have to do? What do I have to avoid? I mean, I feel like we've recorded a lot of episodes that relate to this, right? The emotional side, the mental side of things. But I wanted to do a quick episode on this. I'm not sure if you want to talk about, you know, the more serious cases, of mental health. I surely don't. I mean, I'm interested in it, but I don't feel like I have any authority or, you know, confidence and experience to talk about like real depression, like clinical mental health, other than if you're in a really terrible place emotionally, seek help, right? And seek professional help. I think way too many of us, especially entrepreneurs, are trying to be strong and safe face. And so it becomes a very lonely place. So I don't want to talk about the most kind of severe cases of this, but, you know, staying mentally healthy is, I think, a real priority and a real threat in a startup. So, and I know that you and I have a lot of experience personally and with a lot of our friends and people that we work with. So what are some things that come to your mind in terms of best practices to stay mentally healthy in a startup?
Oh, man, I don't think you get the luxury of always feeling sane. Ooh. If you're going to do a startup or run a business. And the one reason I'll say is because most of us, I think all of us, don't really grow up being built for it. As a kid, you're there to have fun. You're going to get educated. You're going to go to school. People tell you what time to show up. Like, you're not dealing with change. Like, literally, like in a startup or a business, things can change constantly. Almost in every moment at some, you know, sometimes, or you can really feel like, you know, everything's really great or everything's really shitty. This is where my shit came from earlier. Sorry for the, you know, language, but it's not as bad as some of your language, Stelly. I think I've calmed down with my language lately. But speaking of insanity, I don't know. This is like something where I think people's goal, if you plan on doing this stuff and think you're going to be sane, or think that's the goal, you're wrong. Like, I think the goal is, to me, and this is, I guess, my first thought on it. And I'd love to hear what you think, because I've already said, I don't think sane is a good goal. Having awareness of your emotions and your mood and your feelings is the goal. That will give you more longevity in your career, if you want to call it a career, which I don't, as a founder than anything else. And I would say that for any human on the planet, you know, which is this awareness of your emotions, your mood, your feelings. I say those three things very specifically because that's all you got. Because if you have that awareness, you can at least figure out what you want to do. You can figure out what's impacting you and why you might be either doing or saying or thinking the things you are or feeling the things you are too.
I love that. I think self-awareness, that's self-awareness is so key. But then the next point is self-acceptance, right? Once you know how you feel and you know what's going on with you, figuring out this delicate balance between accepting that and forgiving yourself for it and being okay with how it is. And then from that point of self-acceptance, getting to self-improvement, right? Where you go, okay, I understand this is how I feel. This is okay to feel this way. And now that I sit with that acceptance for a little bit, how do I move on from it? Like, what do I need to do next, right? And we recorded a bunch of episodes, actually, on self-awareness. It's a big topic for us, but I'll throw out two that people should listen to if you haven't yet. It's episode 45, Founder Self-Awareness, and episode 65, how to become more self-aware. So I think that that's really, really big. I'll throw out, you know, there's obviously a lot of like practices that people will share in terms of like mental health kind of habits that people will bring up oftentimes for founders. Things like physical activity, right? Like working out, going to the gym, doing sports is something that's really important. Yoga, whatever you want to call it. And then meditation is something that, you know, we've talked about before and people will recommend a lot. But I really don't want to talk about these types of things as much. I think that you touched on a really important point with like knowing what is going on and having the self-awareness to not, I don't know, to not be in this like hypnotized state where you think what you think and feel is reality, but you have this like one step of removal where you realize it's the reality in my current mood, right? So the example of that is like, sometimes when you don't sleep well, when I don't sleep well, or if I'm hungry, you know, I might have very negative thoughts and then I'll catch myself and I'll be like, ooh, this is not you. This is you tired, or this is you hungry. Right. And so what that does is it allows me not to believe myself, not to believe my thoughts. Or not to,
right?
It makes me go, oh, I disregard all these thinking because you're so tired right now. Everything you think is negative, but you can't believe any of it. And that relaxes me instantly. So now I'm not in this hypnotic state where I just believe, I believe everything I think to be true and I'm acting as if, but I step away from myself and go, oh, I observe myself and I go, oh, this is me not in a clear state of mind. This is me in a really bad mood. So everything I think right now, I cannot trust. And I need to like relax and get myself into a better state first. The other thing that I want to really highlight, one of the biggest and hardest things I think for founders to do, and for me, I'll talk about myself, and I definitely project this on many. I see this with many others. I don't know if I just project or if it's a reality I'm picking up on. I think founders have a really hard time, humans maybe in general, but founders in particular, to speak about their challenges, their problems, and their emotions with other people. And I think finding someone or a group of people you can talk to, not to seek solutions, not necessarily even to seek advice how to fix things, but just to be able to have somebody that can relate to you, right? So you can share something to somebody that will understand it. Just that exercise can do tremendous things to your mental health. And I had to learn this the hard way. For most of my life, I kept all my problems to myself. I was somebody everybody came to with their problems, and I just figured out my problems on my own. Then I tried to share my problems with others, but I always was like, this is kind of pointless. They don't have better solutions than I had. This is not really that useful to me. I don't know why I should do this. And then I got into this phase now where I realized there's a lot of value in talking to somebody that can relate to me and that I can relate to, and just sharing these things with no goal to have somebody fix it or give me a perfect solution, just to be able to verbalize it, to physically get it out of my body and into the real world versus just keeping it in my head and in my body as emotions and thoughts. That alone, that release of saying it out loud to a human being that I trust and that can relate to it and listen to me, that alone, that release alone is incredibly valuable to stay sane. So finding somebody that you can talk to about your deepest and darkest thoughts and emotions, about your weakest moments. Just have somebody that you can openly share without any pressure to pretend to be something you're not and without any expectation for them to fix your problems is incredibly valuable to stay mentally sane. And in many ways, that's what therapy is for many people. Right? They pay somebody, a professional listener that won't judge them and that is not really too closely related to their life, to just listen to them honestly speak about their thoughts and emotions. I think that that's incredibly valuable. I don't have a therapist, but I might try that at one point. But I have a few people that I trust. You're one of them that I'll share some things with that I wouldn't usually share. And 10 years ago, I wouldn't have shared with anybody. And it helps a lot to just have somebody that will listen to you and for you to verbalize some of your problems. It helps with mental health for sure.
Yeah, likewise. I think you're one of those people for me. And, you know, how could that not be true with 400 episodes almost down our belt or on our belt? I think that this is a super important topic. It definitely impacts most people I know that are founders in one way or another. Even if they're not, you know, necessarily emotional or anything like that, you can just tell when you talk to somebody, especially if they're a founder and they're talking to you and telling you about what's going on in their business, how they're feeling. My friend the other day asked me, he's a founder as well, he's very happy. I see him every week and he asked me, are you happy? And I actually told him, no, I'm not happy. And I explained why. And his first thing was like, and he helps me with some things that I'm working on. And I do the same for him and gives me advice. And, you know, he immediately did his best to figure out why I wasn't happy and help me in the context he could get to a place where I'd be happy. And I think that, you know, that just happened randomly because he happened to be really happy about what's going on and our conversations and all that. And I am too. But like he asked me very directly and I'm not going to lie to him. While if someone else asked me, I'd be like, yeah, I'm good. You know, and so like, I'm good. Like, yeah, well, what are you going to do about it? You know? Well, this person, I value the person so much, just like I do you, that like, hey, if they ask me a question, it's not that I'm lying that I'm not happy or that I'm happy when someone else asks me. It's just more like, hey, I'm going to tell you what's best for you to hear. But someone else, like, I, you know, depending on the person, I think you should be honest. So find those people. It's probably the biggest piece of advice both you and I can give other people about this. At the same time, like, I think find your ways to awareness and find your ways to acceptance. And I think awareness, one you pointed out about food and being hungry is like super interesting to me because sometimes you don't realize what it is. So, you know, the really stupid basic thing you can do, and I call it stupid because I think it's valuable, which is just start logging your mood if you can.
Ooh, yeah.
Even just notes, like, you know, it's this day, this time. I don't feel great. I don't know why. It's this day, this time. I don't feel great. I'm not sure why. These might be the reasons. And then you'll start finding your pattern. I tend to do that in my head sometimes. I tend to just take a moment and just say, oh, what's going on here? How do I feel? Do I feel great? Do I not? Why do I not feel great? Okay, how can I just feel great? Because a lot of times just saying, I feel great, believe it or not, can make you feel great regardless of what's going on. Because a lot of times we just want to dig into problems, right? Because a lot of the job when you're doing stuff as a startup or as a founder is problem solving. And so if you keep using that muscle of problem solving all the time, you can get in this mode where you're just thinking about problems. And I don't know how healthy that is. If you're always just thinking about problems when you're not really, you know, when you don't need to. Because sometimes like the problems you're worried about might not be that important right now. And I think that awareness of like, how am I feeling? What is it? Cause I'm just thinking about problems all the time. Is it cause of something else? You know, does it help me when I go for a walk? Does it help me when I pick up the phone and call somebody or go walk over to someone's office and say, hey, I'm thinking about this. What do you think? So it's just about finding your ways once you've found awareness and the acceptance of those feelings or whatever it is, to basically mitigate the emotion and make it go away and getting through it. And I think there's many ways that people can do that, but you won't really know how to figure that out if you're not discovering for yourself exactly what's causing these emotions and these moods for you.
Beautiful. I think that's it for us for this episode. Stay mentally healthy. It's so important. You can't be an amazing founder if you're like emotionally a wreck. And if you need somebody to listen to, give feedback, give advice, help in any way, shape or form, if you're struggling with this, just reach out to us, steli@close.io, hnchai@gmail.com. We always love to hear from you and help if we can. That's it from us for this episode. We'll hear you very soon.
See ya.